appropriate for the Senate.
McConnell canceled votes for several weeks after three senators contracted coronavirus, but is moving ahead with confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett. Hurricane Delta is gaining strength as it approaches the Gulf Coast, with landfall expected sometime tomorrow. Lake Charles, Louisiana Mayor Nick Hunter says today is the last day for residents to safely leave town.
And you need to take advantage of that option.
Delta is expected to create life-threatening storm surge, damaging winds, and flooding from Louisiana and East Texas to Mississippi. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Hurricane Delta is not only becoming stronger, it's also becoming larger, so it's going to have some wide-ranging effects. Even though it's headed for Louisiana, we'll certainly feel the outer effects here in Alabama. For now, things are quiet, rather warm tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 70. It should be partly cloudy. There could be some widely scattered showers. Increasing chance of showers beginning Friday afternoon. A better chance Friday night into Saturday with Delta's outer fringe effects. It will become windy. I think we'll still be in the low 80s on Friday and Saturday. The threat of a few lingering showers perhaps on Sunday as well, but still warm. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The following is a paid program by Earnest Financial. The views and opinions are solely those of the hosts and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management staff, or any advertisers.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
Come on, man.
You stink!
Health and wealth.
This is the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Time once again for the Legal Disclaimer. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation. And that's the Legal Disclaimer.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
No wonder you're not sharp.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
It's been quite a year. Stay-at-home orders, you gotta wear a mask, events canceled, and Halloween is just around the corner. If you're worried about your favorite spooky holiday not happening this year, listen to this. David Earnest, Montgomery's most famous asset preservationist, presents A Social Distancing Halloween. Saturday, October 31st, from 1 until 3, David Earnest and the crew from the Health and Wealth Show will be in Cuco's parking lot. We'll have a special lane set up for you to drive through, and Halloween treats will be delivered to your car while we practice social distancing. Just listen to News Talk 93.1 FM weeknights from 6 until 7 for more details. Or call 279-7431. Saturday, October 31st, Halloween at Cuco's parking lot. From 1 till 3, wear your PPE and it's absolutely free. Sponsored by Earnest Financial, LLC.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
You sure is ugly.
First, It was the Hong Kong flu. Then it was General Tso's chicken. And now, it's something much more deadly than both of those combined. It's the Manchurian Murder Hornets. And now the story is being told in a major motion picture starring two Hollywood legends, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Curly Howard, in Attack of the Manchurian Murder Hornets. Don't miss the action.
Get to the chopper!
Do it now.
Follow me.
Don't miss the excitement.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Are you trying to give me the double talk?
Don't miss the gratuitous violence.
Talk to the hand.
Don't miss Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
And Curly Howard.
I'm a victim of circumstance.
In Attack of the Manchurian Murder Hornets. Coming soon to a theater near... What? Oh, they're still closed? Sorry, folks. Never mind.
Game over.
Attack of the Manchurian Murder Hornets. From our super secret studio, where someone has left the window open and a fly has come in, David Ernest presents The Health and Wealth. The Health and Wealth Show. The radio program that brings you good news about your money. Now here,
scat, shoot.
Now here he is, the man who, when Kamala Harris's face caught fire, he put it out with a hatchet. It's David.
Gotcha, you little
Ernest.
There he is right there on the phone. And David, I think I've got somebody on with you already.
All right.
We've got a bad accident up 65, and I think I've got back 40 on with me. Is that you?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how I am with this phone now. I will cut somebody off. I'm sorry about that. But you were telling me that it's just awful up there.
We're in serious need of a delivery truck with porta potties. We need some pizza delivery, takeout food. You can make some money going car to car selling toilet tissue.
Oh, no.
And we also need some camping tents, I think.
Are they talking about it's going to be that long?
I don't know. There's no hope.
And
I've begun eating a loaf of stale bread I found.
Where did you find it?
In my vehicle.
Oh, okay. You just in case of emergency, or you ran across some ducks?
I was going to take some sandwich bread home and... Left it in here, and I'm just eating plain bread. We're all starving.
Is there no way, they can't turn you guys around anywhere?
You would think so. I called the state trooper's office and asked him, please, can y'all do anything?
Wow.
But no.
Well,
gotta clean the road.
Well, the word's out there about where are you? I know 20, Highway 20
is... just barely north of Prattville. Save yourself, take 31... Get a hotel room, take an alternate route, whatever.
Do not...
Just don't get on this interstate.
Do not go past Prattville on 65 North.
Do not.
All right. Well, you know, if things break up and it cuts loose, let me know.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Yeah, David, she sounded like she was in pretty dire straits.
Yeah, there's a bug in the system.
Exactly. And, you know, when that happens, you can get bugged.
Yeah,
but you know when you deal with David Ernest, you don't get any vermin or any varmints like that. There's no bugs when David Ernest is watching your money for you.
Last night there was a bug or a fly, I think it was a fly, on Vice President Pence's hair. You know the reason why that creature was there, I think.
Why is that, David?
It's because all God's creatures love him and Trump. That's why.
Well, you know, somebody even looked it up that having a fly land on you like that is supposed to be good luck.
Yeah.
But that's
right. You know, we talk about bugs. We talk about flies, good luck, bad luck. You know, but, you know, having a bug in the system is a bad thing.
Mm-hmm.
And we're never going to have a bug in our asset preservation system.
No.
I'll tell you that.
No. And, of course, you know.
It's always going to work perfect.
You know what was going through that fly's mind, don't you? It started over toward Kamala Harris, and it said, mm-mm. And then it went and landed over on... Of course, you know, he's got all that pretty white hair, too, so...
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Well, this, you can say this. You can bet Kamala's fake smile on this, that if it had gone over there, she would have started screaming, get off of me. I was lying. I was lying about fracking. I was lying about taxes. And I was lying about the fact that I put myself to jail more than I did admit.
Well,
you know, that's what she would have screamed.
I was watching it. And she said that the Joe Biden's not gonna ban fracking. I went right over there and I looked up on YouTube, Joe Biden on fracking, and it says, "Are you gonna ban fracking?" Yes, I am.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a bald-faced lie. And then she
and Kamala Harris was on film saying, "Yeah, absolutely, we're gonna do it. We're gonna ban fracking."
These people, I think the Democrats have just lost their minds, and I still think there are people who are probably listening to us right now who are Democrats that aren't that way. They're not crazy. This is not what they signed up for, and they're probably what's the word, disenfranchised right now. You know, they say, yeah. How can I vote for these people? How can?
Well, I mean, they're liars. Okay,
that
look, they lie. And it's obvious because they've been caught red-handed lying.
Mm-hmm.
They can say Trump lies. He does things that they try to make look be a lie.
Mm.
If they just came right out and did bald-faced lies, when you say you're not going to frack, I mean that you're going to stop fracking, and then you turn around and say I didn't say it, that's a lie.
It is.
You know?
And you know,
and if you say I'm not going to raise taxes, and before that you'd said, you bet you I'm raising taxes, that's a lie.
It is. And, you know, let's see, now they're talking about Trump's trying to get out of the debate. They want to do this social distancing, but remote, like a Zoom meeting or something. And President Trump said he didn't want to do it that way. That's not right. Let's not do it that way. And now they say, well, he's trying to pick and choose when he wants to have it because they want to move it back a week and move it somewhere else. But, you know, it's just, oh. If I was Joe Biden,
I just think they want to wiggle out from under their obligations. Really,
exactly.
You know, if you're afraid of the coronavirus, you know, after 10 days, it's a known fact it probably is not infectious. I mean, you know, plus the fact that they can do COVID testing on him to see if he's negative. Plus, they're going to put that plexiglass in between anyway, and Joe Biden's going to put that ugly mask on anyway. So you know.
That might not be him. They might have a Joe Biden stand-in or something, you know, behind that mask.
Well, it'd look better, that's for sure. Yeah,
well, I'm going to tell you.
Maybe wouldn't forget what he was talking about.
Exactly. Did you watch the debate last night?
I did.
I really thought that our vice president showed a lot of class.
I do, too.
He showed a lot of knowledge. And
absolutely.
And he asked her several times to just tell the truth.
Yeah.
And
she could do was fake laugh or a fake smile.
I know. She just doesn't seem like she does not like people. If they don't agree she doesn't like them.
If she was hearing something she didn't like, she just smiled like, you know, trying to make it look like it wasn't true.
Shake her head.
She couldn't come back.
You know who she reminded me of?
Who's that?
Hillary. Hillary was the same way. She was shaking her head and laughing and smiling, that old fake-looking smile.
Well, maybe it's a good omen, a good sign if it's like that. Maybe it'll be the same lie that they said before where they said that Trump was running behind and he actually won. Maybe that lie is out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way they measure this stuff has a lot to do with the results in the end.
Right.
And also, I don't think a lot of people are taking active part in their sampling. You know, I don't think that they're very, it's biased sampling. Mm-hmm. They're sampling their own people.
Well,
you know, if you ask, yeah.
The lady that was the moderator last night, who was just terribly annoying.
Yes, Mr. President. Mr. President, your time is up.
But it's like she is writing Nancy Pelosi's biography. So she's tied in with them. And I understand that the next debate, if there is another one, this guy that's supposed to be the moderator interned with Joe Biden.
Go figure.
So, I mean...
It's all biased.
It is, very much so.
Everything they do is biased. And if you read the... If all you got to do is listen to the news.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard them one time say anything nice about Trump, even when it needed to be said?
Well, now, they did soften up a little bit when he got sick. We sure hope he gets better, but that's they had to say that.
But they were smiling sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you could tell they didn't mean it.
Exactly.
You know, really. I mean, like, as soon as they said that, we go, oh, no, that's a lie. You know, they wanted him to die, literally. I mean, I hope they didn't want that, but I'm not talking about really literally. I mean, they wanted him out of there.
Right.
Anything to get him out of there or to make him look weak.
Mm-hmm.
I understand that Trump doesn't want to look weak, and he's not weak. Anybody who can get the coronavirus like that at age 74 and be back around within 4 days is not weak.
No.
You know,
no.
That's a strong immune system, even if they gave him all that stuff. I mean, essentially all they did, they gave him some antibodies, that
mm-hmm.
cocktail thing.
Yeah.
It's just like a jump start. But let me tell you, those antibodies are not going to do the whole story. Have you ever had to prime a pump?
Oh, yeah.
That's all they did. When they gave him the antibodies, it's like priming a pump. His own immune system kicked in. They just gave it a little head start. It's called passive immunity. It's what we call it.
Mm-hmm.
Passively because it came from somewhere else, not your own body. You know. So essentially, it was a passive thing. Passive immunity is when they, you know, comes from somewhere else. And this has been going on for a long time. You know, like babies, when they're born and they literally drink breast milk from their mm-hmm. mamas, they get antibodies from their mama. That's passive immunity. We've been doing this for ages, man. This mm-hmm. is nothing new.
Well,
so,
I'll tell you something really gross, but it is a fact.
What's that?
When a baby elephant is born, they mm-hmm. have to jump start their immune system and getting all the chemicals moving and all the enzymes and everything moving. So what the mother elephant actually has to do, and I'm not making this up, it's gross, but they actually have to feed the baby elephant some of her dung.
Oh, I've never heard of that. That might be because of probiotics or something.
Probiotics, that's what I was looking for. And I've heard that there's actually research into that with humans for women who have a C-section. That's new.
Yeah.
That's something new. But you know,
I hadn't heard that.
You'd be surprised, though. You know, you got to, and as many chemicals as we run across every day in our food, in our water, and whatever we drink.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's no telling what's going on inside.
Well, you know, some people can be too far ahead of their time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know a doctor, literally from where I grew up, that started making his own medicine, and he did take some of the same stuff you were talking about with the elephant and put it in some pills and gave it to people. And I think if I heard correctly, they made him go out of business. But now...
Is that the one
now,
run out of town?
Yeah, run him out of town because he's feeding them you-know-what.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, what I'm trying to say is the you-know-what was probably a probiotic. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He was too far ahead of his time. You know, and Trump is way ahead of his time. They're not used to someone telling them exactly what they think and exactly what needs to be done. They're not used to this. They are not used to being direct. They're used to being, you know, let's say it in a milder tone. Let's go around here and let's kiss up to this person and pay that person off and these kind of things. That's the way politics, you know. And here comes a non-politician businessman
mm-hmm.
that fires people at will and don't care, and he's not doing what they want. What do they want to do? They want to remove him too. They want to remove. They want to remove him before his time is up. He's doing a wonderful thing for the economy. It's booming. Okay, so we got the coronavirus. That's not his fault. You know, personally, I think if he wasn't in there, we would not be as far along as we are now. I think we would be worse off economically. Probably a lot worse off.
Well,
we never would have been as good as before it hit. You know?
We would have the coronavirus. We'd have higher taxes. We'd have just all sorts of problems that these folks are wanting to give us when they want to take over, you know, when they supposedly get elected in November.
Yeah, you talk about higher taxes. You know, this thing about, well, I will not raise your taxes if you don't make more than $400,000. That's a lie. You know, if you go back to capital gains taxes and look at those, you know, and he raises capital gains, it doesn't really matter how much you make if it's just a straight raise up. So I don't understand how that could be true. You know, if they're just lying through their teeth constantly. You know, I mean, yes, they're going to raise everybody's taxes. If you got property, or if you made money in stocks or mutual funds or whatever, anything that's capital gains, they're going to clobber you right between the eyes with a massive tax. You can bet your bottom dollar. Doesn't matter if you make $10 a year or $100,000 or $400,000, they're raising them. And that's one of the reasons why I like using tax deferral and tax free. If you can get into those mechanisms, those avenues, you don't have to worry whether it's, you know, here or gone tomorrow. In other words, it's more or less a solid deferral or a solid tax-free deal. They don't really change those as much as this, the monkeying with these capital gains. You know, and there are, I've heard that they want to mess with and take away something called a step-up basis. And, buddy, if they do that, they're going to wipe out all these future generations that inherit stuff, because right now, on step-up basis, you get to inherit it at what it's worth the day that the grantor died. In other words, the person who's granting it to you, the inherited. So what I'm trying to say is there's a lot of lies going on, okay? And you can't trust them. You cannot trust them at all. But one of the things that I'm really concerned about is the Department of Labor telling the insurance departments and the securities exchange departments of the state and the federal people how to do their job. You know, I've never talked to any regulatory person about it, but if I was a regulatory person, I probably would resent being told by some other department that was turned loose by Obama back a few years ago. And I've heard under the you know, through the rumors that if Biden gets in there, he's going to unleash the DOL, the Department of Labor, again, and start bullying the Securities Exchange Commission. And that's not right. The Securities Exchange Commission of Alabama, the Securities Exchange Commission federally, they know what they're doing. The insurance departments, they know what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need the Department of Labor telling them what to do. It's just more layering, guys. We don't need that kind of regulation. Mm-hmm. We need people that know what they're doing helping us, people who don't know what they're doing.
Let me throw this one out there for you. Because in the debate last night, she was talking about Kabbalah. I call her Kabbalah, which is, I think, is an evil spirit or something. Anyway, she's talking about Joe Biden's going to get rid of all the tax plan that Trump's done, and where everybody got to keep more of their money and there was tax breaks and everything. And then she said that he is going to take that money and invest it in the American people. What's wrong with them keeping that money and investing it in themselves?
Well, you know, that's a trickery of words.
Uh-huh.
When they say we're going to invest in American people, what they are really saying is we're going to give it to someone that didn't work.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they're saying. When they say we're going to invest in the American people, what they're saying is we're going to pay for those votes. We're paying for votes. We're buying votes. You know, really, that's what should be illegal. If there was anything it could be illegal at all, is for them to use money to buy votes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be allowed. If you're going to make a law that's going to affect someone, it needs to be like so far out in the future and agreed bipartisan that it wouldn't affect, you know, paying somebody off. They're so into this. You know, well, as soon as I get in, I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to take money from Joe, and I'm going to give it over here to Sam. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to take it away from them and give it to you. Just vote for me. You know, what's wrong with that pitcher? Well, there's a lot of things wrong. One thing is it makes financial planning very difficult. You know, how do you plan for something like capital gains when you can't trust what's going to be there tomorrow? You see?
Exactly.
That's the reason why I tend to go toward tax deferral, which I think is not going to go away. They tried it once and it didn't work. Insurance companies are very powerful. And then it also tax-free, like Roth IRAs and life insurance and stuff like that. And then, you know, whatever you use is tax-free. Those things are wonderful, you know, and that's what we gear our products toward more than the capital gains. Capital gains is good, but we don't use it near as much because we don't trust it. It could be here today and gone tomorrow. All you got to do is listen to a speech come out of Biden or Kamala Harris's mouth,
mm-hmm.
and it'll tell you right there, it may be gone. So don't plan too much on capital gains. You may get burned. You may not get the gain.
And somebody sent me.
Get a little excited here.
I know. You're just very passionate, man. But somebody sent me something today. And did you know that there was a wrestler, professional wrestler called Kamala?
I bet they're embarrassed.
Well, he's passed away now. Luckily, he was spared that. But he was supposedly from Uganda, and he had his face painted and bones in his nose and everything. And he wore like a loincloth, and he came out, and he didn't really talk. He made, you know, kind of noises, and he was usually the bad guy. But he passed away. And but you know what the even funnier thing is? His last name was Harris.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I'll have to get you a picture of him. But
they don't look related, do they?
Yeah, well, he was a lot easier to look at than she is. And William B. sent me something. Somebody said that the fly would not land on Kamala.
No.
And then he said, well, there's just some things a fly won't do.
Exactly.
Oh, man. So
I'm telling you.
Changing the subject just for a minute. We got a break here in a minute. But are you coming back Monday? You going to be back?
Yeah, I'll be back in the studio Monday.
Okay,
coming back late Sunday.
I'm
going to stay down here till the weather kind of gets around. We're really packing up lots of appointments next week. Just kind of took a break this week because, you know, for some reason people just wanted to break. So when they break, I break. I kind of go with the flow. When people need to see me, I'm usually always available.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
There you go.
And we're always working with everybody, but every now and then we can sneak off for a few days.
Returning those calls and everything. And
I had a lot of calls today I had to return. No problem there. I'm constantly on the go with calls.
And we've got the commercial that's going to start running about our Halloween doings. That's going to be on the 31st out there at Kuko's in the parking lot. And what we'll do is you'll drive through a little lane we're going to have set up. And we will social distantly, somehow you say, we'll get your candy to you. And we're going to make those little candy bags, you know. And inside one of the bags will be something extra. And what you'll have to do is if you're the person that gets that, you'll have to call us up that following Monday and we'll tell you what you want.
Oh, yeah.
How about
and
that?
And it may be more than one. It may be more than one winner.
It may be. You never know.
Yeah.
You just have
it may
to come.
Have several winners.
And the thing that makes this so wonderful is it is absolutely free. We're going to be wearing our PPEs, and we'll be all safe and germ-free, and you can come out and get some candy for the kids. They can be dressed up. They don't have to be dressed up, but please make sure that you are wearing your masks and the things you have to have on to be out too, because we don't start no rumble nowhere and have the law come out and get us. But we will.
So
go ahead.
Is Halloween going to continue? I mean, in other words, on Halloween night, are they going to let the kids trick or treat?
I don't know. I hadn't heard anything.
I don't either.
I understand that they.
If anybody knows, give us a call.
I understand they want to do something.
272-9228.
Yes, I understand they want to do something out in Mercer Acres, out where I live. And my wife is real excited about it. We're going to get some candy, and if we have to just
you hold up your bucket and we'll throw it to you. You know, we'll make sure you get it. But, that you know, Halloween. I loved Halloween. Man, when I was a kid, you know, we didn't know nothing about going out and conjuring up the devil or hurting nobody. We just wanted some candy.
There you go.
And we'd take a pillowcase with us. We get all that good candy.
Oh, yeah. I remember the pillowcase.
All right, man. We're going to take this break.
Like a good ghost.
Yeah, well, you know, push come to shove. You hang on, sir, and we'll be right back. And we'll be talking more about your money. We'll be talking more about Kamala Harris and Joe Biden and our president. Just all different sort of things. Here on the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 FM. That's WACV. Don't you go away.
Is your money working for you? Would you like higher returns with lower risks? David Earnest of Earnest Financial Retirement Rollovers has custom-tailored strategies. With over 30 years in the industry, let him help you achieve your dreams. Earnest Financial, where they are always earnest about your money. Visit retirewithearnest.com or call 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Earnest Financial.
Hello, sports fans. Chris Cleats here, stepping out from behind the sports microphone and standing here today in front of the office of asset preservationist David Earnest. I've been talking with a few people here, and sir, you told me this is your first time visiting David Earnest. Why did you wait so long?
I got hairy legs.
I see. Well, ma'am, I understand you made a long trip to get here. How are you feeling?
I don't feel no ways tired.
Well, how about you, ma'am? Do you have time to talk with me today?
I'm gonna get me a beer.
Well, okay. Ma'am, do you have anything you'd like to say?
Don't mess with me.
Right. Well, they probably came to see David Earnest because they know he has nearly 40 years of experience as an asset preservationist. He's going to take care of your money like it was his very own. Call him today at 279-7431. That's 279-7431. Sir, would you like the final word in this interview?
I'm going to be Joe Biden.
Call David Earnest today and somebody get me out of here.
Please, in exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
This is Rick, and you are listening to the Health and Wealth Show on 93.1, the news radio talk show. Be there or be square.
Well, I'm dead. He kind of ad-libbing a little bit there, yeah?
Guess that's one of those I didn't put any words with because nobody's talking. Welcome back to the Health and Wealth Show. And, of course, that was our friend Rick Bargery. He and his lovely wife, Frida, we love them to death. They always come out and help us at our events. As a matter of fact, I invited them out on the 31st. I don't know. I don't know if she's going to bring her witch friends or not. She might not. They might not even be able to come. I hadn't heard back from them. I'll check in with them. But
And I want to mention, you know, John Rogers called last night, and there's a nonprofit car show.
Yeah, I heard him talking. When is that?
I think he said November the 7th.
That would be the next Saturday after the 31st. And where's that going to be? Do you remember?
I think it's some car place.
We'll get him to call us back, and we'll get some more information, and I'll jot it.
Yeah, somewhere in Montgomery, a car dealership.
I'll jot it down. I've been seeing a lot of classic cars ride around here lately. You know, they do something over in Wetumpka about once a month. A lot of the merchants, you know, Wetumpka downtown is wide open, man. You know, they got that show down there that's redoing stuff down there. Stupid me, I can't think of the name of it, but it's a pretty big deal, and they got that Hometown America grant. Jerry Willis is just all over it down there. Hey, we've got a phone call, so I'm going to try this now. I'm pushing your button, and then I push the one over here, and there we go. Who is on the phone?
This is Emery.
Hey, Emery, what's going on, man?
How you doing, pal?
Doing all right. Just sitting here talking about health and wealth.
I hear you. How's Captain doing?
He's down there in Florida. Got him on the other line here. Remember, I learned how to do it. Yeah, you can talk to him, man.
Ten cans in the string all the way to PC.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, they'll invent the computer or something.
I heard you guys were going to get a little bit worse weather, so I'm kind of going to hang back here until it blows over a little bit.
There you go.
Well, they originally said it was going to be west of 65, and now it's bumping the border, but I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, we'll get a little rain, probably, maybe a little bit of wind, but it'll be okay.
Pray for the folks on the coast.
In Louisiana, I feel sorry for them. They're going to get hit twice in about the same place.
I know.
That's what I just said. We need to pray for those folks down there on the Gulf Coast around in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, you were talking earlier about raising taxes, right?
Well, Biden mentioned that. I just brought out. I wouldn't raise your taxes.
Well, listen to this. There are actual citizens of the United States walking around today that say, as long as you raise the taxes on the rich, I'm okay with anything you tax me with. Ain't that kind of crazy?
It's because that's not what they do.
What planet are they from?
Just raise the taxes on the rich. There's not enough money there. If you go back and you do the math, if they just raise the taxes on the rich, unless they just wipe the rich out, there's not enough money. It's always going to be on the back of the middle class. I mean, it's just
about right,
the
last guy. Because there's more of us than there are of them. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. You take all they got, take everything they got, and we still ain't got enough to pay the taxes. So,
there you go.
Anyway,
it never worked.
That's right. Whatever makes you feel good. You know, it makes folks feel good. I'll pay my share if they can. Pal, don't you understand?
That's
right.
You know, the way I see it is the people who work give to the people who don't work when the liberals get in there because they're buying votes. I know that sounds like a simplistic way of looking at it, but it's the right way. Yeah, it's the right way.
That's right. One way to look at it, and that's the right way. Anyway, y'all keep up the good work, and great show.
Thanks, Emory. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And
tax thing, I want to talk about just a little bit more, Rusty.
Okay.
I'm an asset preservationist. That's what I call myself.
Yes, you are.
And to be sure that you don't have an income tax problem, like corporate taxes going up and down, changing everything, that's what you call a potentiometer switch. In other words, it changes from high to low or in the middle. Right now, it's kind of low because of Trump. What I like is the kind of switch where it's either on or off, okay?
Right.
And that's tax deferral or tax-free. The switch is off. You're either not going to pay taxes or you're going to kick the can down the road so long, you know, you get around a bunch of problems. So you don't have to worry about, even with capital gains, you're going to have to pay taxes every year if you've sold something. And if you own the mutual funds, it sold a bunch of stuff sometimes, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not knocking these funds. I'm just, that's how it works, okay? It goes through the system like that. If you sell individual stocks, if it's short term, like less than a year, you're going to pay a really, really high tax. And if it's long term, you're going to pay a capital gains tax that's still lower than it was, you know. But if they get in there, if them fools get in there, they're going to jack everything up to the limit to where you'd be better off just paying ordinary income tax always when it's deferred. That's the reason why I'm there anyway, guys, because that's going to be better, in my opinion. I mean, if you can kick it down the road, just like we do our deficit, why can't we kick our taxes down the road? You know, I'm talking about the individual citizen with their individual retirement money. Yeah, well, that's what we do. That's what I do, okay? Mm-hmm. It's legal. That's the product. That's the way it's built, okay? But if you have these other programs, and I'm not knocking them, I mean they're some of them are fine programs. They're going to make you pay taxes every year, and if you get caught in a crack with Biden, you may be paying jacked up taxes.
There you go.
Or he may take your stepped up tax. Do you realize that if you inherit money and it's in a capital gain, it wipes out the taxes under something called step up the day the person you inherited from dies. Okay? If they get rid of that, inheritance is going to be a killer. Not to mention that the average person spends all the money over 2 years anyway. Listen, guys, if you got some money, a little bit of money, and you want to make sure it's not spent faster than 2 years, give us a call. We got some attorneys that can do some wonderful trust, okay? And they can make sure that if your children or whoever gets it, they won't go through it. And also, they can do some trust work for you if you're getting older so that you won't lose it potentially to, like, spend down for Medicaid, all these kind of things. There's all kinds of things you can do. And our attorneys, they're good at this, okay? This is what they do. And the accountants we work with, they're good at it. But we can see these things, and that's why we're, you know, in estate planning too. Our job as asset preservationists is to put you in the right direction with insurance and other things, other tools, trust and things like that. That'll keep you from losing your assets. I mean, you worked hard. Do you want to lose them to Joe Biden's candidacy if he wins? No. You work hard. Do you want to lose them to the stock market dropping out right before you need them?
No.
No. You work hard. Do you want to lose them because they took away the step-up basis when you got an inheritance or they changed the laws? They hoodwinked you? No.
Nope.
There's all kinds of things that you need to know. This is what we do. We talk about these things. Life insurance is a good mechanism. Annuities are a good mechanism. You know, step up is a good mechanism. You've got to know how it works, though. You've got to know how it works. It's very important.
And
anyway,
I'll tell you how this works. If you want to find out about all these things, you have to call David Ernest, 279-7431. That's 279-7431. He's down at the beach right now. Call him anyway. He loves it when folks call him. And if you don't get an answer right this minute, he'll probably call you back either later on in the evening and for sure by tomorrow. 279-7431. Call David Ernest today.
Yeah, and I want to talk about 401k just a little bit. Did you realize that if you're a self-employed or if you've got a bunch of employees in your, you know, you own the company, we could, if you're older, say like you're 50 plus, maybe 60, we have third-party administrators that can put together a package and we can help you with it, where you could probably write off anywhere from 50 to 60% of the income you've earned that year and save it from taxes. This is a good weapon to use if someone like Biden gets in there. If he gets in there, you're going to really need these products because, and you're going to need good third party administrators that know what they're doing. The reason why there's third party administration is because a lot of these plans cannot be top heavy. But if you're the only employee, in other words, i.e., you work for yourself, you are the plan. So we don't have to worry about that as much. But some of these things, especially as you age, can really come into a big amount of savings. So if you can do that, you can literally kick the can down the road. You could also do some things like make it tax-free forever. That's called 401k Roth. You know, there's all kinds of things we could do to kill taxes forever, and they're legal. You know, if you have any questions whatsoever about what I'm talking about, give me a call because this information's free, and we can get you in contact with a third-party administrator that can give you free illustrations of how it works.
Mm-hmm.
And, let me just ask you this. Let's just say you made $50,000, and you're going to have to pay taxes on
$50,000. Yeah.
Let's change it to $100,000. That's a better number.
I like that
better. You made $100,000. And you don't want to pay taxes on $100,000, but these guys have got a way to make it maybe 50% less. In other words, you're only going to pay taxes on $50,000. You know, they can do that. Or you could pay taxes on the whole $100,000 and put $50,000 in a Roth IRA, or a Roth 401k, excuse me, or a Roth defined benefit, or profit sharing. They work it all three, four, five different ways. In other words, they look at you your age, how many employees or no employees you have. It's a formula. It's all formula based upon tax rules and tax code. And they put together a package for you. And let's just say you made $100,000, but you were able to put $50,000 away, maybe, mm-hmm. or $40,000 away.
Right.
And not have to pay taxes on but $50,000. In a Biden presidency, that could save your assets tremendously. You see what I'm coming from? Uh-huh. You need this information, guys. You need it. There's all kinds of things. But if you, let's say you've got a 401k and you want to roll it over into an IRA, we can show you ways that you can reduce the taxes on these things later. You know, and we can give huge bonuses on the front that will help the pain on that. There's all kinds of things we can do, all kinds of things. We can help you plan when you need to retire. We can help you with your Social Security planning. We can show you how it works. We can talk about some of the... I had to go to a Social Security university to learn a bunch, and they're constantly changing the rules.
Old SSU?
No, it's just
Security University.
it was a three-day course.
Oh, okay.
It was very intense. Very intense. I still got a huge, gigantic book. Of course, you know.
It was in a tent?
We have to do this.
You had to be in a tent?
It was in a tent.
Oh, I thought you said it was in a tent. 3 days in a tent.
Oh, you're listening to the wrong dialect, Rusty.
I'm sorry.
It must have been because I did it up north.
Yeah, I watched that debate last night. My brain's still a little fried from Kamala.
Well, that happened. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is there's all kinds of planning, and if you need an accountant, we got accountants. If you need a lawyer, tax lawyer, whatever, we got all that. We got it all, you know. But, you know, generalists, when you don't go to a brain surgeon, or should I say a neurosurgeon, and say, hey, doc, I want you to do some brain surgery on me before you talk to your generalist or your internist, do you?
Just to have some brain surgery?
Yeah, I mean, you just don't say, I think I got to have brain surgery.
Yeah, you want to talk to the regular doctor first.
Yeah. So before you start getting into all these other things, you need to talk about it with a person to begin with that is a general practitioner of asset preservation. That's me. I'm an insurance person, okay? But that's what I've specialized in. You know, insurance people can specialize in all kinds of things. Some insurance people, all they do is property and cash flow. Some of them, all they do is, you know, other things like disability. Some of them, all they do is long-term care. We do some of that disability. Some of them, all they do is medical insurance. Some of them, all they do is, you know, there's all kinds of things. Carve-outs. They can do all these different things. 72Ts, et cetera, et cetera. There's so many things, you know, that people can do. Maybe some of the guy, all he does is 401Ks, or maybe all he does is 403Bs,
mm-hmm.
except this stuff is complicated, my friend. Insurance people have to know their business forwards and backwards, so you can't do everything. Have you ever seen a neurosurgeon that does everything, including gastroenterology and everything else? Don't happen, does it?
No, they usually specialize. You got one that does something and another one that does something else, because if you try to do too much, you're going to foul something up.
Exactly. We call that the stool of success. In other words, in our business, we want one of the legs to be your accountant. We want one of the legs to be your lawyer, if you need one. And a leg for us, we're one of the legs, and maybe another leg. So 3 to 4 legs on the stool. If you take all the legs off and leave one leg and you sit down on it, what happens to it?
It's out. It doesn't work.
It breaks. Mm-hmm. The system, though, the point I'm trying to make is there's a lot of things, but you have to talk about it first with someone who understands what the other legs are. That's me. I understand what the other legs do and what they have to do with your situation, you see. So instead of running around and going to the neurosurgeon and saying, hey, doc, I need brain surgery, you go to the general practitioner first. That's all I'm trying to say. It's
right.
The same analogy when it comes to financial planning. You talk to someone that is in tune with you, what you need. And that's what we try to do. Mm-hmm. We try to listen. Like if someone comes in and says, hey, I want to retire in 1 year. I'm listening. All right. Do I ask them about their money? Not immediately.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about everything but the money to start with. You know, like, what's your goals?
Mm-hmm.
do you plan on working when you retire, son?
Right.
You know, what's your Social Security going to be? Who do you love? You know,
how's your mama now?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. You know, and on and on and on. And then you get into the other stuff because you have to have the foundation for it to build up. So it's everything. It's having a relationship with your client. You know, everybody, the doctor, the financial person, has to have a relationship with a client. And you got to know your customer. That's right. What we call it. Mm-hmm. We call it know your customer suitability. And it's regulated to do that. We have to do it. But it's important if you're talking to somebody that they know other things. So that if it's a little complex or a little unusual, mm-hmm. they've seen it before. Hey. You know, if you go to a doctor and you've got something wrong with it and the doctor's seen it before, it's a lot better because he might miss it. Same way with us. We've been doing this almost 40 years.
Uh-huh.
So sometimes we've seen things before and we say, hey, I've seen that.
Yeah. Hey, we got a phone call. We got a phone call,
right,
David.
Go ahead.
Hang on a minute. I'm pushing your button. I'm pushing it hard now, so I'll get it on there. And I lost David.
You lost David.
I lost David.
What?
My finger.
You pushed the red button.
I did. I pushed the red one, then the dead one, and it did not work. How's it going?
I'm still. Let's see, man. I'm listening to him on the radio, so this must be a delay.
Yeah, there's about a 10 to 30 second delay because sometimes folks cuss and say ugly stuff, and we do have a red button over here. It's called the red button of death, and when you push that red button, it gets rid of whoever said something ugly, and it gives us like a 10 second buffer to get rid of them. Okay, now you hang on now. I'm going to try to get David back, see what happens
right
here. Okay, David, did I get you back?
Yeah,
there we go. I don't know what happened, but now I lost Emory. Man.
Oh, no. Well, Emory called back.
Emory called back. Hey,
right.
I want to. I did that one right now, but I want to share something with you. You know, the lady that did the moderating last night, I'm almost positive they said that she worked for the paper USA Today.
Yeah.
And it says they messed up. Because they put out a poll asking who won the vice presidential debate and did not list Mike Pence as one of the choices.
What does that tell you?
They just...
just bugged him on out.
Evidently, they did mess up because they took it down and fixed it and put it back up, but that's just...
I guess they thought that fly was...
Maybe the fly... Well, I heard the fly got some votes.
I heard that the fly people were making the fly swatters. Bag was holding the fly swatter.
I saw a picture of that, but he thought it was some fruit.
It sounds like it. Maybe he knocked a fly off his hairy leg.
I don't know. He's bless his heart. He's just I don't know, but I think Kamala Harris may have set the world record for saying someone's name. I bet she said Joe or Joe Biden 100 times.
I guess she's trying to memorize his name.
Well, she's just trying to, I don't know what she's trying to do. And, you know, they're of course, they're on there trashing her about, you know, her being a, I'll say a hoochie mama. That's what they make out like she was when she got started. She was just some.
Well, you know, they say that's how she got to the top.
Yeah, well,
I'm not gonna go
I've heard that. But I'm not going to go there either. We'll just leave that where it is. She's just like one of those. As my mama used to say, one of them people you just want to pinch the head off, you know, just kind of just reach up and just get it off there. But I think, like I said last night, Vice President Pence was very classy. And,
he always is, but I was proud of him. I was so proud of him
mm-hmm.
and how he did that. And, I've been getting all kinds of emails from the Republicans, saying they were proud of him and how he had done it and how Kamala was a mess. Here's something that says, last night, this is supposedly from the Trump camp, last night's debate between our wonderful vice president and phony Kamala proved one thing. The radical left would destroy America if they win in November, and they cannot be trusted. Mike Pence was incredible and exposed the radical left for their lies and deceptions. He did a great job fighting for America. He reminded the American people just how far we've come in the last 3.5 years. We've lowered taxes for the middle class. We've protected pre-existing conditions for their medical insurance. Mm-hmm. We fought for the unborn. We've strengthened our military. We've defended our great law enforcement. We did not abandon our law enforcement officers. And we're quickly developing a vaccine faster than has ever been done in history. What can they say about that? This is wonderful stuff.
Well, did you hear what she said about the vaccine? Said if it came in during the Biden administration, she would take it, but not if it came in during the Trump administration. What kind of talk is that?
Yeah.
It's ignorant talk.
Yeah, she said if Trump said that you needed to take it, she said, I'm not taking it.
Well, good. You know? Hey, we're about out of time, man. You want to take a minute or so and wrap things up? And you'll be back Monday, yeah, right?
I will be.
Man, you better bring some souvenirs or something, some saltwater taffy.
Yeah,
I'll
bring you some seashells. How about that?
Hey, that's always nice.
It's always nice.
Maybe I can hear the ocean.
You know, we're talking about taxes. We're talking about the stock market stability. We're talking about the stability of your tax structure. We're talking about all of these things that could destabilize America and destabilize your retirement plan. You know, overregulation, we mentioned that a little bit. These things have got to be looked at. Your program's got to be looked at. I mean, the stock market in the next few weeks or months could just literally wipe you out. It might not. It might not. It might go up. But we want to put people in a situation that if it does go up, we go up. But if it goes down, we don't. And there's very few products that can do this. They have some limitations, and they have some very good positives about them. This is the stuff that you need to know about, so how to protect yourself against losing your assets. And there's so many different ways that you could lose your assets. So if you're interested, give me a call, 279-7431. That's 279-7431, or go on the net at retirewithernest.com. That's a good place to go and read about me, retirewithernest.com. Okay, Rusty.
All right, man.
You want to close it out?
We got it. I got a perfect song for this because, you know, something that we all do, but I don't think the Democrats know a whole lot about it. It's something that is how we get our daily bread. You know, we're working for a living.
Exactly.
There we go. It's Huey Lewis and the News. Thanks, David. We'll see you Monday. And we'll see you Monday as well here on News Talk 93.1, Health and Wealth Show.
And Sundays pass on by. I'll be working here forever, at least until I die. Damn if you do, damn if you don't. I'm supposed to get a raise next week, you know that when I won't. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, working. Working for a living, living and a working. I'm taking what they're giving, cause I'm working for a living.